Iambic Audiobooks presents No Lease on Life by Lynn Tillman, read by Karen Savage. Part A. Night and Day. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, bang. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang. Clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, bang. What's that? I don't know. An Amish drive-by shooting. They were just fucking around. They yelled and ran. They overturned all the garbage cans on her block. They were probably going to the park. They were methodical. They turned them over one after another and bellowed. They leaped around, up and down, and then one of them, four males and a female, threw a garbage can at a first-floor window. He missed. Then he and another guy aimed garbage cans at a car, which they hit. Any moron can hit a car with a garbage can. Car alarms went off. No one could sleep. Windows opened wide. People hung out of their windows. Their mouths hung open, too. It was pathetic. Elizabeth was looking out her window. Everyone was asleep and in messed-up T-shirts or ratty robes tied strangely at the waist. They all looked strangled. It was the middle of the night, or the morning. It was hot. Only people with their air conditioners on ever slept through the night. That's how the block divided in the summer, with AC or without. It was pathetic. Elizabeth wanted to kill them. Someone should kill them. She wanted to use a crossbow and steel arrow. Much easier to buy than a gun. Entirely legal, no waiting period. But crossbows had just been on the news, and she suspected that everyone would be buying them, the way everyone suddenly bought red eyeglasses. Maybe she was too exhausted to be unique, but she would take severe satisfaction in shooting an arrow right into a guy's head, right through the middle of it, between his eyes, or from one ear to the other.